Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Roz and I have got a question for you this afternoon. That American senator, Cory Booker, Madeline, they mentioned him in the news. He's currently busy with what's called a filibuster, which they have a format in their parliament where you can stand up if you want to debate a topic, and you can debate it for as long as you want without break. The rule is you may not stop speaking, you may not go to the bathroom, and you may not stray too far off topic.
Can you drink water?
You can drink water.
You can have a little lunch?
Sip here and there. You cannot have lunch. You cannot have a break for food. You cannot sit down. You must stay on your feet. And this bra talked for 14 plus hours earlier today.
Miss me, guys. If I can't have a snack.
No.
Sorry, I'm out.
No bathroom breaks, no nothing.
Mm-mm.
So, our question to you today, what topic? The longest filibuster on record is 24 hours. The man spoke for a full day. What topic, if we had to put you in front of a parliament, could you talk about for a full 24 hours? Or two topics, or three topics, 8 hours at a time. Is there anything you feel like you could talk about for 24 hours?
I believe you know already what my answer would be to this question. I believe most of Jacaranda FM land knows
what my answer would be to this question. What is your answer, Roz?
Can I introduce you to the savior of my life, CrossFit? That is what I could talk about. I could talk about CrossFit for 12 hours right now. How much time have we got?
If I had to listen to Roz talk for an hour about burpees, I will vote for whatever she wants in that parliament. Whatever you want, you are getting.
Can I tell you, there are people who listen to this show
yeah.
who are also CrossFitters. Akvas, you begin like my story. My filibuster starts now. 16, 40 and 35 seconds. I was at a CrossFit competition this weekend and I'm going to just... Oh, this is Roz. They didn't even see me. They just heard my voice. And they were like, oh, yeah.
You see.
So I can unabroad with CrossFit.
On the WhatsApp line, Glenn says, my 24-hour topic would be roses.
Oh,
interesting,
stunning.
Right? Glenn, I would come to that lecture. Michelle says, the TV show Friends. Don't know if I'd come to 24 hours of Friends talk.
Not me. Stephen says he would just talk nonsense.
No, you see, Steve, the thing is you're not allowed to, bro. It has to be a topic about something. You can haul your phone out. You can show videos. You can
make
examples. Yeah, you can put a slideshow up. You can do what you want. You just have to keep talking continuously.
You can also do a magic trick. Joe,
would that be no magic trick?
Well, look, I mean, I don't know if I'd talk about if I'd be able to do a magic trick, but
yeah.
I mean, I think you know, it took me back to when I first started in radio, and they asked me how I'd entertain people at Loftus with just a matchstick, and I did a magic trick. I did a now you see it, and I threw it behind my back, and I said, now you don't.
Now you've only got 23 hours and 59
minutes. Well, look,
minutes
I mean, I'd talk about the life of an ant. You know, basically. That's the kind of stuff that they make you talk about when you're in school in Form 1.
0848500942. You've got 24 hours of public speaking to fill. What is your topic? So should we go to the WhatsApp line and see whose filibusters we would attend?
Mm-hmm.
What about Nolene's? The Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez drama.
I'm in. Our digital producer is living.
I thought you might be in for that one. Lewis says he'll filibuster us about construction.
Okay.
I could be interested.
I think I'd be there for that one. Yeah.
Brandon from Nelspruit says, bro, 24 hours, I could talk about mushrooms. Somebody else said roses.
Yeah.
Horticulture.
Karishni.
Ek weet nie of ek 24 uur oor plante wil praat nie hoor.
Man, as it interessant genoeg is, you know.
Better be good slides.
Karishni says, I will talk about how much I dislike going to work. We won't say your surname. Your employer might be listening.
Estelle. I could talk about reasons not to have kids for 24 hours easily.
Boom.
Sure.
On that note, Armand says, people with no kids will talk to you for 24 hours about how to raise them.
Brilliant. Marianne said, 24 hours to talk would be too little. Anyone who knows me knows how much I can talk about my pet chickens, all 21 of them. They each have their own characters. I love my chickens. She could speak about one chicken
per hour,
and she would still have something to say.
Oi. We'll find out which one is called Dunked.
Hot win.
Brandon says, I could talk for 24 hours about zombie apocalypses and how to survive them. I've got so many examples from video games.
Oh, wow.
Things you should do.
Okay.
I'll probably come to that one, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Then this is a cute one. Shantz, I would talk about the humor that makes South Africa unique. Our way of laughing at everything, no matter how bad it is. It's called trauma, Shantz.
Even that laugh, that's a trauma laugh. Yeah, 24-hour speech. Joe, have you decided what yours would be?
Well, I mean,
because you can't just do a magic trick, bro.
Look, I mean, like I said, I'd probably talk about, you know, the life of an ant inside a tire at Loftus, looking to find that one matchstick that I threw away, you know, and basically
tale.
Just looking through the, you know, the blades of grass that I go through, and yeah. I just talk about stuff.
I would give you 24 hours on bird watching.
You would,
I
hey?
Would easily.
You're so into that.
My parents made me. There's no other way. They dragged me across the entire subcontinent looking for birds up weird hills and in trees and things.
I'll
tell you all about it, Brie.
I would listen to you talk about bird watching, not because I'm interested in bird watching, because I'm interested in you.
Ach, Rosie. Oh.
How many of those birds are edible, by the way?
Who's the lady with the chickens? We'll ask her.